Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids. Welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Humanoids, oh man, I know it's been a minute since the last episode. As you know, you had an accident on my bike. I've been trying to heal, but you know, work and everything. The healing process is, I'm surprised it's taking a little, is going a little faster than I expected. You know, it's just that one of my major issues now is if I have to get down low or get on my knees, I can't because they're still swollen and it's painful. But other than that, the scratches, the scars, and everything, they're healing. I throw some shea butter on them, clean them up. They're healing. But humanoids, I gotta tell you, I'm getting excited. Yes, I am. I'm getting excited because tomorrow I'm going to go and check on my motorcycle license. Yeah, I'm going to take the test and everything, you know. So I was reading where they're willing to forego the test if I take this course. Now, I don't too much want to take the course, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. And it's the same reason why I'm not getting a bigger bike and I'm not getting the Honda Grom. I would love to get the Honda Grom. I also like the Honda Monkey. I love the Mini Motos. I would love to get the Honda Grom or the Honda Monkey. But here's the reason why. Shifting. Now, I don't have a problem with manual transmission. I really don't. I could drive a manual. I grew up driving a manual. I don't mind. But automatic. I'm an automatic guy. You know? Just a simple fact. Just like a scooter. Twist and go. That's all I want. A twist and go. That's why I'm getting the Honda Navi. I'm not getting the Monkey or the Grom, which I would love to get. I do believe I could probably go more places on the Grom and the Monkey than on the Navi. Well, I could get there a little faster, put it that way. Because really, the Honda Navi, humanoids, the Honda Navi really is a scooter masquerading as a motorcycle. It has a 110cc engine, but here's the thing. If you take all the plastics off, take the little glove box off, you have a scooter body. Yeah. You have a scooter body. The way the engine is positioned, closer to the rear and not the center under the gas tank like on a motorcycle. Yeah. And plus, the Honda Navi, like I said, twist and go. But I just want to go ahead and get my license and get the Honda Navi, do a little bit of traveling, like to neighboring cities like Jacksonville, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, you know, Waycross, Georgia, you know, visiting, you know. So on the weekend or when I'm not working, I can hop on the bike and just go, you know. Well, humanoids, I'm getting another motorcycle. Yes, I am. After I get the Navi, around about in October, probably for Christmas. That'll be my Christmas present to myself. I am going to get a Can-Am Ryker, either the 900 or the Rally series. Then again, I might just go with the Sport. But it's going to be one of those three, the 900, the Sport, or the Rally. I will get the 600, but in order to make the 600 really comfortable for long distances, I would have to modify it a lot. And it can do some highway speeds, but is really, you know, putting a strain on the engine. Now, the 900, the Sport, and the Rally, they're really good for travel, long distance travel. And that's what I want to do when I get my Ryker. But, hold on, humanoids. I'm going to be right back. You know what time it is. I got to go pay the bills, but I'll be right back. We're going to talk some more about motorcycles. Okay, humanoids, I'm back. So, the reason why I'm now, I explained to you why I was getting the Navi, because it's basically twist and go like a scooter. Well, guess what, humanoids? The Can-Am Ryker is basically the same thing, twist and go. No gear shifting. None whatsoever. Basically, twist and go. And that's kind of what I want in a motorcycle. I want a twist and go. I don't want to shift gears and all that. I mean, I could do it. It's fun. But I enjoy just twisting and going. Now, I was thinking about getting the Honda Ruckus. When the Ruckus first hit the market many years back, it was cool looking. But now, it looks dorky to me. I just don't like the way it looks. Why we put the S on it? The way it look. I just don't like the way it look. Also, it sits a lot shorter than the Honda Grom, the Honda Monkey, and the Navi. And I do believe out of the four, the Navi is the tallest, I do believe. The ground clearance, is seat height is the tallest, I think. So, the Ruckus is also a twist and go. Also, the Metropolitan. Now, I don't really like the Metropolitan that much, the Honda Metropolitan. It reminds me of I can't think of the name of that scooter. It was right there on the tip of my tongue. The Vespa. That's it. It reminds me of the Vespa. And I don't want a Vespa. Vespas are like top-notch scooters, but you're going to pay a top-notch dollar for. But yeah, humanoids, I can't wait till I get my motorcycle license, get my Navi, and then get my Can-Am Ryker. With the way gas prices are, I've been thinking about going total electric. And right now, getting a total electric car is out of the question. But getting a total electric motorcycle, I could probably handle it, which I know I can. It's just that distances on the motorcycle, I need one that can go at least 200 miles before it needs to be charged again. They have some that get up to 100 and maybe 150, maybe. It all depends on the rider's weight and the weather conditions. And also, if it's going up and down, the elevation. But with the gas prices the way they are, humanoids, man, why not get you a motorcycle or a scooter? Or a motorcycle, a scooter, or an electric bike. Especially if you're just running around town. Those are great. Great options. And since I ride my electric bike everywhere, I was thinking, hey, get the Honda Navi, and I could preserve my bike a little more. That way I won't be riding it as much, and preserving the battery. Now, I was reading, this research that I was reading, you know, when it comes to the electric batteries on bicycles, the best thing to do is let it get down to like 20%. And then you charge it. And when you charge it up to about 96-98%, not the full 100. And that's what it is at its peak performance, in between 20 and 98, you know. So, plus humanoids, you guys know I gotta get that gear. I gotta get my gear. I love motorcycle gear. From the helmets, to the gloves, to the boots, to the pants, to the jackets. And with the way the weather is now, especially here in Southeast Georgia, oh my goodness. Humidity. So with the humidity and everything, the heat index was like 102, or something like that. Even though the thermometer said it was only 96, 98 degrees. Yeah. Whew. I don't know if I... but humanoids, I've seen helmets. I've seen... some gloves. I see some gear that I kind of want to get. You know, I got that bug. You know, I just want to buy the gear, man. I just love the gear. I guess that's one thing that attracted me to motorcycles was the gear. But yeah, can't wait to go get my license tomorrow or take the test. And, you know, humanoids, hopefully I pass on the first try, because, you know, your boy's good like that. Who am I kidding? Humanoids, when it comes to tests, I freeze up. My throat get all dry, and it feels like I'm about to swallow my tongue, and I get nervous. I get test anxiety. But yeah, can't wait to take the test, and hopefully I pass. If I do, I will be getting my license. Then the next thing after that, we will be going to get the Navy, which is ridiculous. All right, the manufacturer's suggested retail price is about $1,800, right? Go to the Honda shop. They have marked it up. It is like $3,000 or something. $3,200, I believe. And the Grom is like $3,700. And then the Ruckus is like $3,100. In the Metropolitan, I didn't even look at the Metropolitan because I was like, man, this is like a girly cycle, you know? But with the Ruckus, thought about it. With the Ruckus, humanoids, I don't need to get a motorcycle license, you know? But if I'm going to get the Can-Am Ryker, wouldn't it be best for me to go ahead and get my motorcycle license? And if I get my motorcycle license, wouldn't it be best for me to go ahead and get a scooter that I can ride right now, you know, instead of getting, well, if I got the Ruckus, which is a 50cc, I don't need a license, don't need a tag, don't need none of that. But the Navi, which is 110cc, I'm going to have to get tag, insurance, I'm going to have to get a registered insurance, and basically that's it. But yeah, gas prices, man. It was funny, I was riding my bike the other day, I was coming home from work, and this guy stopped me. He was like, yo, man, how much that cost? And I gave him the price, and I said, this was the price it was last year. They have gone up since then. And he's like, yeah, I understand, man, I understand. I'm going to go online and see if I can find it. And he was like, man, the way the gas prices are, I need one of those. And he was riding a human-powered bike. And he said, yeah, I got bad knees, and riding this thing isn't that great. So we talked for a few minutes, and then he pulled out his phone. I took him to the Jetson website, and he was checking it out. So, maybe, just maybe, I hooked up a customer for Jetson. And the next thing I got to get, there's a bicycle helmet I want to get that holds a GoPro. I have, you know, an action camera, a fake look GoPro. That's what I'm going to go get this new bicycle helmet for, so I can get back to doing YouTube content, you know? So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. I'll let you guys know when I go get the helmet and charge up the camera and start shooting video and editing and all that stuff. So, humanoids, until next time, peace. I'm out. Well, humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.